deserves the most prop. And I know Swaggoo is not in this segment with me, but I know he's listening. Oscar De La Hoya deserves props. Oscar De La Hoya was the one that tweeted before the fight to remind us all there was a car accident that Errol Spence Jr. was in 2019.
Yep.
The Ferrari turned over numerous times. He was ejected from the vehicle because he wasn't wearing his seatbelt. And they tried to say there was no facial fractures or anything like that. But his jaw and his teeth had major, major damage, okay? Oscar De La Hoya pointed out nobody has tested that. Nobody has been in a position to test that. But we know Crawford can. What's going to happen when Crawford hits him in that jaw? Remember, not only did he get into that accident in 2019, which I continuously lamented may be a problem, 3 months later, he revealed he was also rear-ended. A couple of years later, a 14-year-old stole his mama's vehicle, drove in a car, ran a red light, and he was in an accident because of that. That's 3 car accidents with all of this facial damage, okay? You got that. You have him having to leave the game for a year because he had a detached retina in his left eye as he was preparing to fight Manny Pacquiao. You have that going on, okay? And of course, because of the car accident, the leg injury. When you consider the multitude of injuries outside of the ring that he had, combined with what he experienced Saturday night, I got Teddy Atlas on the phone telling me there should be a commission that doesn't even allow Errol Spence Jr. to fight for at least
another year. This is Van Silk, Not In My House, with Spotify for podcasters. Now, I don't want a lot of people to sit up here and think that Stephen A. Smith and a lot of people's trying to take away the win by Terrence Crawford. Bud did his job as a boxer. But a lot of the people look at these celebrity boxing matches. They look at these videos with people shadow boxing. Listen, it's a difference when you get hit by a real boxer. By somebody who handles lethal weapons. Licensed. In most cases, boxers' hands have to be licensed. Now, Errol Spence had no business in that ring. Not fighting Bud Crawford on that caliber. He should have had a fight, maybe Keith Thurman or somebody. Keith Thurman might have beat him. But when you have a detached retina, something that Sugar Ray Leonard had later on in his career, you basically see shadows. You can't actually see what's going on. Plus, with Errol Spence being ejected from that car, if you've seen the accident of his Ferrari, when he had that accident, it was like a total mangled mess. And when you have facial problems in accidents, teeth, jaw, getting punched by a boxer, a professional boxer, it's different. That's why his face looked the way it was. Now, I ain't talking about somebody sneak you, sucker punch you, and knock you out. I'm talking about when you know in front of you that you prepare for punches. Errol Spence couldn't see those punches. You know, making fun of his face looking like Martin is because his face is not fully healed from the car accident that he had. If y'all want to go and Google Errol Spence car accident, y'all look it up and you go understand how is he even alive? He got ejected from the car. Now, there's no reason he should be fighting. I think he personally should retire. No need to move up to 154 pounds. Brother, it's not worth it. You're young. What are you, 33 years old? 35 or 33? Listen, live your life, my man. Move on, because this is a serious game. And a lot of people don't understand the ref stopping the fight as because you was getting beat. You couldn't see. No matter how much heart you had, you could not see. And a lot of people felt that he wanted to do this fight because he might be losing his eyesight in that eye. If you ever look at Sugar Ray Leonard, always look at his right eye. because he had a detached retina from when he fought Tommy Hearns, I think it was. And the detached retina is that you don't get to see everything. And when you boxing, you got to be ready and prepared to see, especially southpaws, from all angles. All I can say is, Bud Crawford is a true gentleman. No matter what they said in the press conference, no how many times they called each other nigga, 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 nigga. They hugged behind stage. He gave Terrence Crawford, he gave Errol Smith his three belts to take. He gave him the three belts back here. These are your belts. Because he can get another belt from the boxing sanction, but he gave him the three belts. You know, my brother. Because at the end of the day, when you walk in that ring, man, sometimes you got boxers that don't walk out the ring. And we have to have a clear understanding of what we witnessed. Was this a fight that he should have took, or this was a fight he was made to take? Because I'm quite sure there are a lot of people that bet on him that lost a lot of money. Probably a house. Who knows? Because basically, even though Bud Crawford was, I think, the 3-1 favorite, and he had 35 fights, and he's been fighting. Earl didn't really fight. He's 28. He was 28. No. At the end of the day, I'm glad the ref stopped it, because he definitely got beat down. It might have been better if he would have just got hit and laid flat on his back and got counted out. Because if that fight would have continued, it might have been a disaster. It might have been something that we don't want to see happen in the ring of boxing. A man losing his life. You know, there's been times when I seen when Muhammad Ali was beating up a boxer so bad, he was waving the ref to come on and stop the fight. Now, if the ref don't stop it, now you still got to hit that opponent to take him out. Because if you don't take him out and you hurting him, he can just get a lucky punch and knock you out. There's been many times when Muhammad Ali was beating the person so bad that the referee, the guy wouldn't go down, the ref wouldn't stop it, so Muhammad Ali had to do what he had to do. Because I can't risk losing off a lucky punch. And this happened before. Boxing is a dangerous game. So for all you people that be watching these celebrity boxing and all this trash and all these fake celebrities that want to get in the ring, the reality star, there ain't no real boxing. And when y'all see Floyd Mayweather in that ring, he's playing around with all these people. Could you imagine if Floyd Mayweather wanted to really hit you? What he would do? The damage? Come on, man. Earl Smith, I call him Earl Smith, Earl Spence Jr. Think about it. And Bud Crawford, do me a favor. I don't know if you're ever going to get to hear this or people hear this, but there's no need for y'all to do a rematch in December. Don't fight him. That man's life is in jeopardy. He's not ready to fight. His face, facial tissues, there should be a boxing commission that will not let Earl Spence Jr. fight for at least another year. Go fight Canelo, Crawford. And see how that turned out. Meanwhile, Spence, enjoy your life. Enjoy the fruits of your labor. This is Van Silk, Not In My House, on Spotify for podcasters. Y'all have a blessed night.